Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded message.
You have reached the information line for the Cranberry Apartments Management Office. On Monday, April 12th, maintenance work will begin to repave the entire parking area adjacent to our building's main entrance. All Cranberry residents should move their vehicles from their designated parking spots before 8 a.m. on Monday. Any vehicle still in its spot after 8 a.m. will be towed at the owner's expense. A map of alternate parking sites was mailed to residents last week and is also posted in the building lobby.
Number 71. Who has recorded the message? Number 72. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 73. What does the speaker say was mailed last week? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome to Your House Works. On today's episode, we'll go over how you can maintain and make minor repairs to the roof of your home. The first thing to do is to invest in a few special tools, like a trowel and crowbar. It's important to choose some that are high quality, because you'll use them for many years. With your trowel and some roof cement, you can seal any cracks or chips. The crowbar will help you remove loose shingles that you can then replace. Now, I highly recommend you take photos of your roof every year so that you can track its overall condition.
Number 74. What is the topic of the episode? Number 75. What does the speaker emphasize about some tools? Number 76. What does the speaker recommend doing every year? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Thanks again for joining me on today's tour of the beautiful Wallingford Conservatory. I hope you enjoyed seeing and learning about the many species of plants and flowers we care for here. As I mentioned at the beginning of the tour, world-renowned botanist Samantha Hughes will be giving a lecture on the care of flowering orchid plants at 2 o'clock in the community room. I recommend attending. Samantha's work has also been featured in a documentary film called Orchid Caretakers, which you can purchase through the Conservatory's online gift shop. I watched it recently and learned many new things about the orchid species we have right here at the Conservatory.
Number 77. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 78. What will happen at 2 o'clock? Number 79. What is Orchid Caretakers? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
Before the benefit concert begins, I want to thank all of you for supporting the Hillcaster Community Centre. As you know, our facilities have been in need of some repairs for quite a while. So far, we've raised $5,000 in ticket sales, but we haven't quite reached our goal yet. So during the concert, I want to encourage you to buy food and drinks from the concession stand. 80% of the proceeds will go to construction at the Hillcaster Community Centre. Enjoy the music.
Number 80. What event is taking place? Number 81. What does the organization plan to do? Number 82. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
Thank you all for attending today's workshop. Irina Kimura and I will be conducting the session, and we'll be focusing on using time efficiently as a business owner. Planning and spending your time wisely is a key factor to business success. During the presentation, I'll be referring to documents from the packet you were handed as you arrived. If you don't have one yet, Irina's at the back of the room. Okay then, to start off, we'll do an exercise to get to know one another better.
Number 83. What is the topic of the workshop? Number 84. What does the speaker imply when he says,
Irina's at the back of the room?
Number 85. What will the listeners do next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following tour information.
At this site, archaeologists have uncovered the remains of a 5th century marketplace with colourful mosaic tiles on the walls. You'll notice how vibrant the colours are, even after all these centuries. This is what the ruins are most famous for. You can still see intricate details in the artists' pictures of scenes from daily life. Now, to protect the mosaics, a roof has been constructed over the area and the lights are dim. And I'm sorry, but taking photos is not allowed, as the flash would damage the tiles. As we proceed, please hold on to the handrails on either side. They'll help you stay on the path and protect the ruins around us.
Number 86. What is a historical site famous for? Number 87. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 88. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As you all know, our agency's just won an important contract with Parker Auto Parts Company. We'll be developing 2 30-second ads for local radio stations to be released next month and 2 additional 20-second ads for the following month. Now, I know it's a tight schedule, but this is a priority. The client has actually started trying to work on this internally. So there's a rough ad we can start editing. Let's work on that now.
Number 89. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 90. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"This is a priority"?
Number 91. What will the listeners do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Excuse me, nurses.
Your attention, please. I've been receiving complaints about the free snacks in the hospital break rooms. Some people have mentioned that they don't like the selection of snacks, and some have said that they don't get to eat them at all because they're gone by the time the evening shift starts. So I was thinking about putting some money into each of your staff's spending accounts every month so that you can buy the snacks you want at the hospital cafeteria. That will require management approval, but I'll keep you posted.
Number 92. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 93. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 94. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"That will require management approval"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following speech and map.
As mayor of Lakeville, I'm pleased to welcome you to the celebration for our town's newly renovated Lakeville Park. There are a lot of new areas to explore, so we've planned a short hike. We'll be walking around the pond and along the renovated walking trail. We'll end our walk on the hill on the north side of the park. There we'll be having some free snacks and ice cream. For those of you taking photos, don't forget to post them on the city's website. We'd like to commemorate this special day.
Number 95. According to the speaker, what was recently completed? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where does the speaker say refreshments will be served? Number 97. What are the listeners reminded to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and chart.
Thanks, everyone, for attending today's free public lecture, sponsored by the Springfield Farmers Association. So, we've received lots of requests for information on growing a vegetable garden. People want to know how to keep their garden healthy and get the vegetables they want. The first thing we recommend is regular soil testing. Since this is September, all soil samples in the next 6 weeks should be taken from the same depth, as seen on this chart. Oh, and before you leave today, please sign up for our mailing list to stay informed of future lectures.
Number 98. What is the topic of today's lecture? Number 99. Look at the graphic. At what depth should samples be collected this month? Number 100. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do?